The Arab League envoy to Syria says the gap between rival sides in the Geneva II talks is still large. Speaking after the fifth day of the talks, Nakhtar Brahimi said he does not expect to reach anything substantive in the first round of the talks due to end on Friday. Iraqi forces gained the upper hand over Al-Qaeda-linked militants in the Banisad Anbar province. The army, backed by local tribesmen, retook control of an area north of the city of Ramadi in a district on the outskirts of Fallujah. Some 200 militants have been killed in the past 2 days. Israeli forces shoot dead a Palestinian teenager near the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. Palestinian sources say the 18-year-old victim, Mohammed Mubarak, was a laborer on a U.S. aid project who lived in the Jalazun refugee camp. Israel claims Mohammed was killed after he opened fire on Israeli forces. In Pakistan's commercial hub of Karachi, three bomb blasts targeting security forces have left four people dead. The Taliban have claimed responsibility, saying the attacks were in retaliation for the killing of its members in jails. Karachi has been plagued by sectarian, ethnic, and political violence for years. Tunisia's new technocratic government has been sworn in. The new ministers took the oath of office in the presence of the president. The formation of the new government is the cornerstone of a roadmap to end a political crisis that has plagued Tunisia since the assassination of two opposition MPs in 2013. Germany voices support for anti-government protests in Ukraine. In her address to Parliament, the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, hailed pro-EU ralliers for their, quote, courage in the face of the Ukrainian government. Both Kiev and Moscow have condemned similar remarks by the West as foreign interference in Ukraine's affairs. Air traffic controllers in Portugal go on a strike in protest of the EU's cost-cutting measures, which they fear threatens their jobs. The stoppage has forced about 20 flights to be cancelled at Lisbon Airport. Portugal received a $107 billion bailout in 2011, committing it to undertaking austerity measures to unlock the funds. And finally, Japanese would-be graduates rally in Tokyo to mark the highly competitive job hunting season. Students at the rally said the annual occasion is an extremely demanding and stressful time. Pressure on students to land a full-time job is so immense that one-fifth of them reportedly admit contemplating suicide.